You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Hello, happy Friday again. Welcome back to another edition of Your Time with B. I hope everyone is doing so incredibly well. We've had quite a good week this week. It has rained, putting out a lot of the fires and helping our firefighters fight those battles. So yay to everyone where it has rained, and keep fighting on. To anyone still impacted by the fires, our thoughts continue to forever be with you. The first story that I'm going to bring for you today is not so much like a funny story. It's interesting for me because I'm super obsessed with ancient Egyptian history. And I actually went to Egypt and cried for nearly every single second of every single day, just because I was super, super overwhelmed with where I was and what I was doing. But the first story is all about mummification and a new discovery. And in Egypt, they're discovering new things all of the time. They haven't even discovered, I think, like 50% of the dynasty and things like that. There's still so much to uncover. There's still so many pharaohs and important people that we don't know exist yet, which I'm sure do as more excavation goes on. But we've recently discovered in Egypt, they've unveiled new mummies found during an excavation of a tomb of a royal priest near the pyramids of Giza. And among the mummies were dozens of sacred animals, including cats, crocodiles, and yes, two little lion cubs. So these animals dated back to the 7th century BC, and Egyptian authorities said the discoveries could fill a museum all by themselves. So among the discovery were 25 wooden boxes decorated in hieroglyphics, all filled with mummified cats, and 75 boxes of wooden and bronze cat statues. So lion mummies were, of course, though, the unusual find. They have found lion mummies before, but not super frequent. As we all know, cats to Egyptian people, especially back when pharaohs and stuff roamed around, they were very sacred. Everyone had a cat, a sign of royalty. And a lot of the time, if you go into someone's tomb, you will find a mummified cat, but lions. Now, that's something you don't hear every day, is it? So there's that. I went to Egypt in 2017, the best trip of my life. I love that country. It's amazing. You just feel like you are walking in history. A lot of it is still sitting like it was back in the day. Obviously, you have Cairo and Giza and Alexandria and things like that. But everywhere you look, there's people uncovering new things, which I think is pretty cool. Same as over here in Australia with Aboriginal artifacts and things like that. We're always discovering new things, and very important to keep looking and keep discovering. And so we learn more and more and more every single day. But don't take them away from country. We know how that ends. Anyway, let's move on to another story. Now, this is a little story with a little bit of advice in there for anyone going through this right now. So for many of us, getting our heart broken isn't on the top of our to-do list. There are more important things to do. But I bet you experienced your very first heartbreak back in primary school, just as I did, just as everyone I know did, basically. So in primary school, the reality of a breakup means you no longer say hi to each other on the playground, and then, you know, you do like a little giggle after to your friends. And maybe perhaps you don't sit with each other anymore at lunchtime. Probably didn't even say one word to each other at lunchtime, though. But obviously in adult terms, a breakup and a heartbreak is a little more complicated than that. But we're sticking with our younger selves for this one. Well, one young girl in primary school, she didn't move on quite so easily when she did go through her very first heartbreak. She was struggling with the no more hellos on the playground. And she, of course, turned to her family for support. But her brother was not... Her brother was not so impressed. Her brother is probably also primary age or early high school. He's very young as well. In a video uploaded to Twitter, I'm assuming the mum recorded it, we see the little girl crying in her dad's lap, and her brother standing in the living room in front of the telly. In the video, we hear the dad say, "Chris broke her heart today." And the loving brother, oh God bless, he looks around and says, "Well, that's what happens in life." And let me tell you, that is exactly what happens in life. Sometimes if someone breaks your heart or dumps you or whatever happens, we don't want to face the truth. And the truth, there are two truths. Well, that happens in life and they're probably just not that into you anymore. And I think when you go through a breakup, people come up with all these different excuses, like they just weren't ready, they're just not in the right place. You know, you were great, but they need to work on themselves more. No, why do we tell each other these stupid lies? They're just not that into you. And this boy, he's got it down pat. He's going to have a very easy life when it comes to relationships. Is that his mentality? Well, look, that just happens in life. I'm going to pick myself up, move on. Another one will come around. And I think that's the mentality that a lot of people should start looking to. Anyway, a little bit of a, you know, relationship advice from me over here. Maybe that should be my next segment. Relationship advice with B. Anyway, the Arias were this week and I was on the red carpet. It was an amazing day. I spoke to so many amazing, talented Indigenous artists, including Thelma Plum, Dan Sultan, Baker Boy, Jess Mowboy. So many people were on the carpet. Thelma Plum was actually up for 6 awards. Jessica Mowboy was up for 2. Dan Sultan won 1 Best Children's Album. And then Kait won her very first ARIA award for Best Soul and R&B release. So congratulations to them too. And to top off the week, the music week that we just had, I'm going to play Jessica Mowboy's new song, Selfish. She said it's all about, you know, truth. It's all about telling your truth as a person, what you want to put out to the world. We had a great chat. And if you want to see, you know, our chat that we had, if you go to the NITV Facebook page or as a social video, you can also check out all the other people that I spoke to as well. But yeah, here is Jess Mowboy's new song, Selfish. And I do hope that you have an amazing week and I'll see you next time. Bye.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.